The fight is on over how to make sure Michigan's electric grid remains reliable. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The state's two largest utilities, Consumers Energy and DTE Energy, will close 9 coal-burning power plants by next April to comply with regulations on mercury emissions. The closures are playing a big role in a debate in the state legislature. It's about whether to keep Michigan's partially deregulated electricity system, expand it, or get rid of it. Tracy Samilton reports.
Michigan's not alone in shutting down a lot of coal-burning power plants all at once. The state's part of an interconnected grid, and dozens of plants in other states in that grid are being shuttered, too. Those plants ensured the grid had a surplus of electricity. Tim Sparks is with Consumers Energy. He says losing this surplus means a less reliable grid.
You are getting closer and closer, or more probable, that you could have periods of the year, particularly in the summer months when it's really hot, when you just don't have enough generation to meet that electric demand.
And he says that could increase the risk of rolling blackouts. There's disagreement, to say the least, about how likely that is. But Spark says the state needs some new generation to replace the retired plants. The rub is, neither Consumers Energy nor DTE are making plans to build that new generation. They say first, Michigan has to do something about its partially deregulated system. That system lets up to 10% of customers buy their power on the open market. Some school districts buy their power this way, some businesses too. Jerry Anderson is with DTE.
And when the wholesale market is low, they can access that. And when the wholesale market goes high, they're allowed to run back to us. That all works as long as there's plenty of power in the system.
Anderson says without the extra power, those 10% of customers could overload the system if they all rush back to DTE and consumers when wholesale rates go up. But some people think this argument is just a ruse. Rick Coy works on behalf of Abate, a trade group that advocates for deregulation.
But I think they believe that in order to get the legislature to give them their monopoly, they have to create the perception of a crisis. And that's what all this talk is about, blackouts and rolling brownouts.
James Clift agrees that the risk of a blackout is overblown. Clift is with the Michigan Environmental Council.
Yeah, we don't see that happening at all.
Clift says utilities rarely have to dip into their surplus capacity to meet demand.
And it is literally a couple of days a year. You know, in the Detroit Edison system, it's about 80 hours a year. In Consumer Energy's territory, it's about 56 hours a year.
But at the same time, Clift thinks the current partially deregulated system isn't working and isn't fair. Those deregulated customers can come and go at will, chasing the lowest price, while their suppliers don't have to share the burden and cost of ensuring the grid is reliable.
I think to make it fair for all customers across the state, all energy providers should be selling the same product. And that's electricity backed up by firm capacity.
So all of that is the background to the debate in the legislature right now. Bills to completely deregulate electricity are competing with bills to restore complete regulation and bills to require suppliers to have their own generation sources. What the legislature is wrestling with is a test for what's coming. Many more coal-burning power plants will be shut down in the years ahead as the nation takes steps to fight climate change. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.
And that's it for today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.